basketball.
Kick on the left side for Crystal Fernandez, and she strokes in a nice little shot. She's got three in the game. Hammond got it in the lane and very quickly just kind of fired it to her left. A good-looking shot.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle in Amherst as the Broncos welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
The ball gets through Techmeyer's hands. It's stolen away by Roush. He's going to the other end. Anderson thinks he's going to block it, so he leaves it off for Luke Glenn, who scores. Nice, unselfish play there by the Shelton Bulldogs. Give the assist to Mitch Roush.
Shelton is hoping to bounce back after a non-conference loss to Ravenna by traveling to another non-conference foe in Amherst. It's the Bulldogs and the Broncos coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Amherst as Shelton has already taken one basketball game here today as the Lady Bulldogs picked up a 55-35 win over the Lady Broncos. And now we turn our attention to the boys' side as we begin our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. On the boys' side, definitely you would say that Shelton would be a prohibitive favorite in this one. Shelton comes in with a record of 10-2. Their only losses on the year came to Bruning Davenport Chickley, who's 9-3 on the year, and they also lost to top-ranked and undefeated Ravenna. That was their last game on the 12th, which was last week, obviously. And now they travel to Amherst to take on the Broncos, who are 6-6. For the Broncos, they've had a little bit of trouble winning those tight games. Otherwise, their record would probably look fairly well. They, of their six losses, they lost by one to Litchfield. They lost by four to Kennesaw. They lost in overtime to South Loop. And they lost by 2 points to Pleasanton the other night. So four of their six losses have been kind of one of those one-possession kinds of games that, if they just play just that little bit better, their record could be a whole lot better than just at 6-6. So one of the things that Shelton kind of has to guard against is that Shelton might be a little bit better than their record indicates, and Shelton comes in with a record of 10-2 on the season. But again, a lot of their wins are against teams that have not been that strong. They have wins against a 1-10 team, a 2-10, an 11-10, a 3-9. They've only picked up a couple of wins against teams with actually winning records. They beat 7-5 Deschler. They beat 8-3 Alma. They beat 8-5 Kennesaw, and they beat 7-6 Elm Creek. But most of the wins have been against teams that are definitely under 500. So on paper, yes, Shelton is probably the odds-on favorite in this one. But Amherst, this could be a very tough ball game for the Bulldogs, and the Broncos, with a little bit of home cooking, they're hoping to be able to pick up the win here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Broncos and the Bulldogs. We'll do that as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to Amherst High School. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Bulldogs. It looks like this. Dave Mueller is 6 foot tall and a junior. He'll start with Luke Glenn, 5'11 and a junior. Clayton Stopcotti, 6'1 and a junior. Mitch Rosh is 6'2 and a senior. And Lance Lyons, a 5'11 senior, make the start for head coach Matt Walter. Now for the Amherst Broncos and their head coach Clark Ribble. Their starters look like this. Austin Jim, he is 5'10 and a junior. Ty Stevens, a 5'8 senior. Dylan Halligan, 6'3 senior. Clint Bentley, 5'10 senior. And Clayton Preble, 6'2 and a senior. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. The better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. Shelton, in their road blue uniforms, are already out there ready for the tip. In fact, it's going to be Stopcotti doing the jumping here for the Bulldogs. Jumping for Amherst in their home white uniforms with the red numbers, letters, and trim will be Austin Jen. And the officials, whistles in mouth, are ready to go, and we are underway. And the tip is going to be tracked down in the corner by Shelton. So the visiting team with possession of the basketball to start the game off here. Glenn will bring it in the offensive zone, and he'll kick it off on the right side for Rosh. Rosh on that right side gets a little screen, takes the top of the circle. He's picked up there by Preble. Still has his dribble, takes it left side, steps up about 8 feet away, a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound by Stopcotti. Stopcotti ball fake in the lane. Shot will not fall. Dylan Halligan wins the hand-to-hand combat for the rebound, and he'll end the possession here and get Amherst possession of the basketball for the first time. He gets the top of the circle, does Halligan. Halligan on the dribble. We'll just kind of hand it off here for Clint Bentley. Bentley facing man-to-man will bounce pass it on the baseline. Quick jumper up, no good by Jen, and the rebound by Stopcotti. Stopcotti steps through the double team, gives it to Glenn. So now they've got numbers up ahead. Mueller. Mueller extra pass through the hands of one of the Broncos and then laid up and in. Coming up with the bucket there was Rosh. It went through the hands of Jen. So on the dribble here is Ty Stevens. Stevens will kick it off on the left side. Missed opportunity defensively there for Amherst. On the baseline, Halligan. Little ball fake. Puts up a little shot from 8 feet away, and he answers right back here for Amherst. So Glenn on the dribble. And again, at the elbow, they'll get it for Stopcotti. Driving. Rosh, shot no good. Long pass up ahead, laid up by Jen. Bouncing around, no good. Jen gets it back. There's four blue jerseys down there, so he'll kick the ball back out here for Stevens. And Stevens gets it inside for Dylan Halligan. A little jump stop in the lane. He goes up strong, and Dylan Halligan has 4 points in the game. And Amherst with a 4-2 lead here in the early stages. With it, number four, Clayton Stopcotti. He'll float in the lane. Shot no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by Lance Lyons. It won't fall at point-blank range. And Clayton Preble pulls down the rebound. Right wing. They'll kick it now for Halligan. Left side, Stevens. Stevens will let people cycle through as he gives it to Bentley. Bentley on Halligan on the baseline. Halligan's picked up there defensively by Stopcotti. And they'll give it here top of the circle here for Preble. Clayton Preble gives it for Halligan. Halligan picked up there by Preble. Little step through, lays it off the glass, no good. Rebound in underneath for Jen. Jen's shot will not fall. And it's taken out of there by Rosh. Rebound here for Shelton, and they'll bring it in the offensive zone.
Go, what?
Dribble on the inside, laid it up by Rosh. It will not fall, and Bentley pulls down the rebound. And Bentley will get the ball back around the perimeter with it, Ty Stevens. Stevens, pretty good pressure put on by Mueller. And Mueller, with 4:49 to go, gives the top of the circle here for Bentley. He's picked up there by Rosh. They give it for Preble. Preble will drive the baseline, kick it out. Halligan's open for three, and he missed the three. It goes off the hands of Austin Jen and out of bounds, as that one was off the mark there by Bentley. So it'll be a team rebound here for Shelton with 4:35 to go. And dribbling around is going to be Rosh. Rosh facing a little bit of Looks like a 2-3 zone. They'll get it off here left side for Mueller. Mueller's pass knocked down by Halligan, but somehow he's able to pick it back up. And they'll give it now top of the circle, Roche. Roche floats in the lane. Jumper rattles in and good. It's Roche with 4 points in the game. And we're tied at four. Four for Halligan, four for Roche. And that's all the points in the game for these two teams. As we are deadlocked. Dribbling is Bentley. Bentley hands it off. Little runner, jumper by Jen. It won't fall. Mueller pulls down the rebound here for Shelton. And we're going to have a little reach whistled on Ty Stevens. That'll be our first foul of the game with 3:53 to go here in the second quarter. Excuse me, check that, the first quarter. Luke Glenn will inbound with Mueller. Again, these two teams just early stages trying to just exchange jabs just a little bit. Glenn brings it in the offensive zone. Gets it at the elbow for Roche. He'll kick into the corner. That's Lyons. Long three, no good. Lyons, great hustle to track down the rebound. As he got it near the top of the key, Mueller has it. He'll get it off for Stopcotti. Stopcotti picked up there defensively by Dominic Abbott, who checked in his last stoppage. Mueller has it. Mueller's pass on the inside, and we got a block inside. Dominic Abbott with the block, but he got a little bit of the arm. And so heading to line to shoot a couple of free throws here is going to be Lance Lyons. So they have two chances to break a four-all tie here. And his first free throw is on the way. After bending the knees, it rolls around and no good. 3:27 to go, quarter number one, tied at four, Amherst and Shelton. Girls game won by Shelton, 55-35. And we'll be back here Thursday night for Gibbon and Amherst. Second free throw, no good. Zane Peterson up high for the rebound, and he'll get the ball with the Ty Stevens. Stevens from the elbow. Lost the ball, not sure what happened. It's rolling around. They're going to say it was last touch by Stevens and out of bounds. So we'll make that an Amherst turnover here. And if that was a lob pass, it wasn't anybody inside the lob it to. And if that was a shot, it was about 8 feet short of the rim from 12 feet away. Long pass up ahead here for Lyons, and Lyons can't get to it because it's thrown too far ahead of him. And so Shelton turns it over. Neither team really taking great care of the basketball right now. And with 3 minutes to go in quarter number one, we are still tied at four. Getting a little screen to Stevens. He gets another one, drives the lane, has his shot blocked by Mueller. And the loose ball is picked up by Shelton. On the dribble is Glenn. Glenn kicks in the lane, off the hands of Roche. He's able to track it down, get it out for Mueller. Mueller, awkward looking layup because of good defense. And there's going to be a jump ball held in there. We're going to give a block here for Dylan Halligan. The shot actually came from the waist. Halligan put his hand there, blocked it. They're going to call a jump ball. As that was really kind of an awkward-looking shot in transition. Here comes Stevens in the offensive zone. He's dribbling around Mueller. He's used it up near midcourt. They clear away from him, and Zane Peterson will refresh the dribble and give it back to Stevens. Stevens kicks it out for Halligan. Halligan's open for three, shoots the three, hits the three. Dylan Halligan with 7 points in the game, and it's Amherst 7, Shelton 4. Biggest lead of the game here for either team. On the dribble is Glenn. Glenn, right wing for Roche. And he got away with a travel. They'll get it off here for Glenn. Glenn pass tip. Mueller has it. Mueller well behind the arc will kick it down right side for Roche. Roche earlier went in the air, landed, and that looked like a travel to me. They didn't give me a whistle, though. Glenn will kick it off on the right side for Roche, and now a long three here by Glenn, and Glenn hits the three. So we trade threes, and we're tied at seven. Long pass up ahead for Peterson, and Peterson stepped on that sideline. So that'll be a turnover here on Amherst as he was trying to make a move right down the sideline on that long outlet pass. So Luke Glenn will bring it into the offensive zone here as he slowly works it up. We'll have a minute and a half to go here in quarter number one when he breaks the timeline. Man-to-man right now goes Amherst. They'll kick it in the corner. Here's Roche, long jumper, no good. Rebound by Jared Petter, who checked in. And Petter will get the ball up ahead here for Stevens. Stevens, top of the key. A little hesitation dribble, and we're going to have a little block. Whistled on Shelton. I think that's on Mueller. Yep, that'll be his first. Team's first as well. Taren Hawks going to check in here for Shelton. Preble checks back in here for Amherst. And on the far sideline, Preble will inbound it. He'll throw it in the corner, then back to Pebble, who was open for a long three, but that's not his shot. So he'll just hand the ball off for Stevens. Stevens will give it right side for Bentley. Bentley kicks into the corner, now dribbling through his Petter, and they work it around the perimeter. And again, man-to-man right now goes Shelton. Dribbling is Stevens. Stevens, top of the key, gets in the lane, little jump stop, nice bounce pass in for Preble. Preble on the baseline, shot no good. Rebounded by Mueller. Mueller gave it away, now gets it back here. And 42 seconds to go in the quarter. Dribbling is Glenn. Glenn will drive the baseline, and we've got a foul well before. I think he was actually going to pass the ball anyway. It was well before he drove through the baseline. So we got a hold on Amherst. Second foul of the game against Ty Stevens. And he'll come out of the game here. Austin Jen will check back in for him with 39 seconds to go in quarter number one. So a little foul trouble here by Ty Stevens. They get it in the hands of Glenn. Glenn will help work it back around the perimeter. Stopcotti has it, throws it on the inside. It'll be turned over. Another turnover here on Shelton. And 28 seconds to go here in quarter number one. On the dribble is Bentley. Bentley will give it off on the right side for Jen. Now Abbott has it, top of the key. We'll see if they work it for the last shot. Bentley's got it, and he does have the ball on his hip. And now he'll start his dribble with 14 seconds to go. 5-second count, not starting. A little high screen, driving is Bentley. Bentley high off glass, no good. Rebound tipped out to Mueller. Mueller, 3 seconds left. Mueller's going to try the layup at the buzzer. It's no good, and it's rebounded by Preble as the horn sounds. One quarter's in the book. It's Amherst, 7. Shelton, 7. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the second quarter right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
We do have a final on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It was the Kearney Catholic girls with a 45-28 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. Boys game coming up on our sister station. Here we start the second quarter, tied at 7. Here's the scoring summary. Mitch Rash with 4, Luke Glenn with 3 for Shelton, and for Amherst, Dylan Halligan has all 7 points. Shelton does have possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. Rosh on that right side, he'll try to shoot a long three. He shoots it. It's off the mark, and we have a jump ball. Pretty good arm wrestling match to come up with it. Alternating possessions will be Amherst basketball. It was a lot of contact with no whistle until the ball was tied up. They're letting him play. Let's put it that way. Bentley will bring it in the offensive zone. Gives it for Jen off of a screen, top of the circle. Petter has it. He'll give it off here for Bentley. Bentley's going to let people cycle through here. And Shelton going man-to-man. They're kind of sagging away from some of the guys when they go farther out. Petter off of a little screen. Gives it to Jen. Jen bounce pass for Preble on the baseline. Preble's going to work up against Lance Lyon. Takes it down the baseline. Kicks it right back out here for Bentley. Bentley's going to try an NBA three, and he's going to hit the NBA three. Bentley, I didn't think was that open, but he wasn't really pressured that much either. And now the steal. Austin Jen makes the steal. Jen, he loses it right back to Luke Glenn. We swap turnovers, and now Shelton's on the run. They'll kick it off for Mueller. Mueller has picked up there defensively. A little 1-3-1 right now here for Amherst, it would appear. And they'll give it off on the left side for Jen. Jen picked up there by Preble. And they'll give it off on the right side, Stopcotti. Stopcotti on the baseline. Jumper rolls around and trickles in. Clayton Stopcotti, first points of the evening for him. On the left side, Dominic Abbott. He'll get it off on the trail. There's Preble. Long deuce. It's no good. And a lot of contact on the rebound. Bentley comes up with the rebound. His second of the game. We're going to have a push whistled here on Shelton. Halligan going to check back in here for Amherst. Give a little breather for Jared Petter. Preble's inbound. Second foul on Mueller, by the way, so he's in a little bit of foul trouble. He's still out there, though. With the dribble, Dylan Halligan. Halligan on the baseline. A little ball fake. He's able to step through it and hits the shot. Got the defender to move out of position, and he just laid it inside on the baseline. The defender gave up the baseline, and Halligan laid it up and in. And we've got a little player control foul, a little push by Mitch Rosh to give himself some space, and that's going to be a player control foul. 12-9, Shelton trailing Amherst. The Broncos with a three-point lead here. 6 minutes to go. Pretty good defense down low. I think that was Dominic Abbott that collected the charge. It was a push-off more than it was the, get your position and hold it kind of deal. Bentley on the dribble, picked up defensively by Rosh. He'll take it all the way down to the baseline. He's shut out there by Lance Lyon, and we got a turnover, a little walk on Amherst. As Preble had a little trouble getting the pass and holding on to it. So turnover Amherst. They've led by as many as three, but that's been it. This has been a one-possession game all the way through. Entry pass on the inside, stolen away. Bad pass. Shelton turns it over. And now dribbling is going to be Bentley. Bentley kicks off left side for Peterson. Peterson in the lane. Little jumper, no good. Rebound tip to Rosh. Rosh dribbles through, gets knocked into Schnoz. As he comes through, a little contact there. Loose ball is picked up by Shelton, though. And Luke Glenn comes up with it. And Rosh has kind of put himself back together after getting hit in the face there. They'll give it off for Stopcotti. Stopcotti in the lane. Will kick now right wing for Glenn. Glenn drives the baseline, and a block is going to be whistled on Zane Peterson. That's well before a shot. Four team fouls against Amherst. Three have been whistled against Shelton. With 4:56 to go here before halftime. Shelton will inbound, work it around the perimeter. Lyons has it. Kicks left side for Rosh. Into the corner now, driving the baseline is Glenn. At the elbow, it finds Rosh for a 15-foot jumper. It's up and good. Nice pass, and that baseline drive, kick it right out to the elbow, and Rosh, facing the basket from 15 feet away, is able to stroke it in. His sixth point of the night. Down to a one-point ball game. Halligan's going to drive. Halligan shot, no good. Gets his rebound. Power dribble. Banks it up and in. 11 in the game here for Dylan Halligan. He missed the first shot. Got it back. Good, strong power dribble to get his feet underneath him. Went right back up with it. Rosh will toss it inside for Stopcotti. Stopcotti working against Halligan. Nice little move there by Stopcotti. And a little touch foul on Dylan Halligan will be his first. So 14-11, Amherst with the lead. And at the free throw line for a couple of shots, going to be Clayton Stopcotti. After the foul, whistled on Halligan, and the free throw was short. That one did not cover the allotted 15 feet from the free throw line to the rim.
Marks out, White.
Second free throw on the way. And that one, too, a little bit short. Offensive rebound by Rosh. Rosh takes it down to the baseline. He shut off there defensively and has his pocket pick stolen away by Peterson. So five turnovers on Shelton. And Halligan brings in the offensive zone. A lot of pressure being put on him. And he's able to get the ball out for Austin Jen. Jen for Preble on that right side. Everybody's going to cycle through. Now dribbling is Clayton Preble. He'll kick it off for Jen. Jen will fire a long three. No good. Not a bad-looking shot, not bad shot selection. It just didn't fall, and then rebounded by Clayton Stopcotti. Glenn now gives right wing. Rosh will drive, kick into the corner. Here's Lyons, long deuce, long go, no good. Rebounded for Mueller. Mueller is going to kick it right back out. Lyons in the lane. Again, a lot of penetration in the kick out. Kick out goes out here for Mueller, and he'll give it off for Glenn. Back to Mueller, top of the key. He'll fire a three. It is short. High for the rebound and Stopcotti. Stopcotti off glass. Up and good. Offensive rebound and bucket for Clayton Stopcotti. And it's a one-point ball game. 14-13. Dribbling here is Bentley. Bentley on the left side for Peterson. And again, Shelton going a little man-to-man. Motion offense here for Amherst. Ball fake, a good one by Bentley. He'll step into the lane and hit a little jumper. Got the defender in the air, and before the kid can land, he dribbled around him and hit a nice little, about 12-foot jumper just inside the free throw line on the left elbow. So Amherst back to a three-point lead. Ball fake by Stopcotti. Nothing happening there. He'll kick it out for Mueller. Mueller will penetrate a little bit, give it to Rosh. Rosh behind the back pass. Gets it to Stopcotti. Stopcotti, 15-foot jumper, no good. Long rebound. A couple of Broncos run into each other, and the loose ball is picked up by Amherst. They'll kick it off your left side for Jen. Jen, long three. It's an air ball, but into the hands of Bentley, and Bentley going strong to the rack is fouled. So Clint Bentley pulled down the offensive rebound off of the air ball from the corner, and we've got a hold in underneath as Bentley was trying to go back up with it. And so he'll go line and shoot two.
Go, Clint.
So Clint Bentley will bend the knees here a little bit, fire the free throw, back the iron, no good. Score remains 16-13, Amherst with the lead. Jared Petter and Dominic Abbott going to check in here for Clark Ribble and the Broncos.
Go, Clint. Get this one in.
Halftime, we're hoping to talk with Amherst head coach Nikki Eckhout. I think she's planning on coming up. We'll try to get Randy Schultz from Shelton, but I don't know if that's going to happen. The free throw is up and good for Bentley. Makes it 17-13. 2:12 to go here before halftime. Pass on the inside, knocked loose by Abbott. Picked up, though, by Shelton. Great hands there by Clayton Stopcotti, and he'll get it off for Rosh. Rosh is three, no good. Rebound tipped around. Glenn comes up with it. Glenn tries to throw it on the inside, and we got a push. Whistled on Amherst. You know, say as well before the shot, so Luke Glenn will inbound it. That's now 16 fouls whistled on Amherst. Second personal foul on Dominic Abbott. So Glenn inbounds it, gets the ball back in the corner. He'll kick it out for Mueller, back inside for Glenn. Glenn on the baseline for Rosh, and Rosh in traffic hits the shot. 8 points in the game for Mitch Rosh, and again a two-point ball game. Quickly on the run, jumper by Petter, it's no good. Altered and then picked up by Mueller. Mueller still has his dribble. He's behind the three-point arc on the left wing. His pass is nearly stolen away, picked up by Glenn. Glenn has it here for Shelton, and he'll kick it right back out for Mueller. He'll fire a three, no good. Dylan Halligan snags the rebound, and he'll get the ball up ahead here for Bentley. Minute 20 to go before halftime. Dribbling is Bentley, up by a deuce. They lob it inside for Halligan. Halligan lost it, and Clark Ribble is going, how in the world do you miss that? Kid was catching the ball, couldn't come up with a catch because he was pushed from behind. The officials did not see it that way. And so the ball goes out of bounds, and Shelton will bring it into the offensive zone. At the elbow, backing in is Rosh. He'll kick it right back out for Stopcotti. Stopcotti on the baseline, triple-teamed, passes it to Mueller. Mueller back out for Lyons, and they'll rework it around the perimeter. Glenn has it. That, by the way, was a good kick out by Lyons on the baseline. And Lyons gets it back on the baseline. He has to use up his dribble just to make the catch, and now Mueller has it. 38 seconds left. Mueller from the free throw line, kicks it right side. Rosh, he'll try a three. No good. Nothing but white jerseys there. Bentley pulls down the rebound, and he'll bring in the offensive zone. 25 seconds to go here before halftime. And they're going to milk the clock a little bit here, I think, and have the last possession of the first half here. 17-15, Amherst with the lead and the dribble. Bentley actually slid down but kept his dribble alive, and he'll get the ball off for Peterson. Peterson's going to drive the lane, shot no good. 5 seconds left, loose ball, picked up, turnaround jumper at the buzzer. Rebound in underneath. That shot won't fall. And Amherst with a couple of looks at it, a couple of, you know, shots maybe a little bit earlier than they needed to be, but Amherst will head to the locker room with the lead. They score 10 in the quarter, and they lead it 17-15 over Shelton. And so a two-point lead for Amherst on their home court here at intermission. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Amherst High School. We're at halftime. It's the Amherst Broncos with a 17-15 lead over the Shelton Bulldogs. Earlier today, it was Shelton with a 55-35 win over Amherst. And on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it was 45-28. A win for Kearney Catholic in girls basketball over Grand Island Central Catholic, 45-28, the final in that one. On our sister station on the Breeze, KLIQ, it's the Storm at the Stars tonight, and coverage of that game currently going on our sister station. Here, halftime, 17-15, Amherst with the lead, and we'll be back with more of the halftime right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And welcome back here to Amherst. We were able, we put a bell on her, and we finally were able to find Amherst head coach Nikki Eckhout.
I was hiding, yeah. As I should be.
You know, it might be a night for that. You know, Shelton, you knew coming in was a pretty good basketball team. It just seemed like you never really got things going tonight. I think you had a lot of really good looks and just couldn't get some shots to fall.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. This is one of them games that I think maybe I built up a little bit too much in their heads. I'll take some of that blame, and I think maybe I tried to get too smart and tried to change too much of what we do. We tried to I watched them play Ravenna, and when I played them, I knew there was no way we could play our up in the passing lane man defense, because Ravenna was getting backdoored, and they play a solid man defense. So, you know, I tried to change a few things, played a little 1-3-1 zone that, as you saw, looked awful. Played some 2-3, and they were shooting lights out, so those aren't going to work. We went back to that sagging man, and I think that worked better, but to me, that put in my girl's head, you know, to back down a little bit instead of be aggressive like we need to be. So that's not going to happen again. I mean, we'll continue to tweak things and that kind of stuff, but we need to find ourselves right now, and that wasn't us tonight. So.
And it is one of those things. I mean, working on a little 1-3-1 is probably okay, because there's going to be times you're going to need that through the course of the year.
Right.
You know, so you kind of have to look at the good with the bad. And you're not going to face too many teams better than Shelton. I mean, they're a pretty solid team.
They're solid. You know, they've got speed. They've got outside shooters. Their inside shooters can also shoot outside. You know, I mean, yeah, they're a very good ball club. To me, they looked better tonight than they did against Ravenna, but I think that had to do with Ravenna's pressure, too. So, you know, maybe I read the whole thing wrong, and we should have been up pressuring them like crazy. You know, I don't know.
And it seemed offensively, you had some good looks on the inside from time to time, and I thought your shot selection was pretty good, but your shooting percentage was not.
No, and I should have known that coming, because against Pleasanton, we shot 50% from the field. So, you know, sometimes that happens, but... The disappointing part to me was when our shooting percentage is bad, usually our rebounding is good, you know, and tonight it wasn't there either. You know, we were getting one shot and that was it. And I guess, you know, give the credit to Shelton. They must have been doing a really good job checking out, because we were not getting any second looks.
Well, you don't have too much time to make any changes or anything like that. In a couple of nights, again, you play host to Gibbon. And you're probably going to be a favorite in that game. But what can you tell us about Gibbon, and what do you hope to do different Thursday than you were able to do Tuesday?
Well, you know, I don't know that much about Gibbon this year. I know a lot about Coach Rasmussen, just how he coaches in general. He's a real good coach. He coaches fundamentals. And so we're going to need to be fundamentally sound on defense. And tonight, like I said, we weren't. We were letting kids cut wherever they wanted. So we weren't bumping. We weren't checking out. So we're going to have to go back to fundamentals. And that's easy. You know, that's nothing major you have to change. You just got to remember those things. And
yeah,
so,
but you don't have a lot of time to deal with it between now and Thursday.
No. And you know, just – and I'm not – I don't think that our season's in the dump or anything crazy like that. We had a bad night. The girls got to find that mental edge, that competitive edge, and be able to pick themselves up a little bit. And tonight, you know, we didn't lay down, but we were close, you know. We were close. So there are some things that we need to work out as a team. I think there's time to work those things out, but you're right. We got one day before Gibbon comes in here. They're going to be ready to go. We had a game against them last year that I'm sure they haven't forgotten. We were down by about 20 with 4 minutes to go in that game, and we came back and won that game. So I'm pretty sure Gibbon is going to want to come in here and maybe get a little revenge. So we're going to have to be ready, whether they're up or down. It don't matter. You got to be ready for whatever team shows up. So.
Okay. Well, Nick Yakout, head girls basketball coach in Amherst, I appreciate the time. In spite of the fact that you're 55-35, we won't mention that. Yeah.
Let's not.
All right. Sorry. I see why you're trying to avoid me. Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. We're at halftime of the boys' game, 17-15. It's Amherst with the lead over Shelton in boys basketball. We'll take a look at the final numbers and wrap up the halftime show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to Amherst. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Real quickly, let's go through our scoring summary for Shelton. Leading the way for them is Mitch Rosh. He's got 4 points to go with 3 rebounds here in the first half. Clayton Stopcotti has 4 points and 4 rebounds. Luke Glenn hit a three-pointer. He's got 3 points in intermission. For Amherst, only 2 players have scored. Dylan Halligan has 11 and Clint Bentley with 6. It is Shelton basketball to start the second half here, and they'll toss the ball in for Luke Glenn. Glenn will give it off on the left side for Rosh. Rosh on the baseline, a little one-handed jumper up, no good. His second shot is blocked on the inside. I think that was Halligan that got his second block of the game, and Bentley comes up with the basketball. Bentley will kick the ball out here for Stevens, and now everybody cycles through. They give it for Halligan. Halligan's going to drive, lay it up and in. Defender trying to get the charge call there, but Halligan dribbled around him far enough. He could still hit the glass and not hit the man. So a layup essentially here for Dylan Halligan off of that motion. Rosh, he'll step back, fire a three. It is no good. And a little ball fake off the offensive rebound on the inside. It goes out of bounds. And it was Mueller who comes down with the rebound. And you might have heard Clark Ribble yelling one of his players to check out. So Luke Glenn will toss it in here. And he'll just get on the baseline for Rosh. Rosh gives it off for Lyon. Back on the right side for Mueller. Skip pass into the corner for Glenn. Glenn on the baseline. A little floater over top of Preble. No good. And the rebounded by Clayton Preble. Preble has not scored. Loose ball went almost out of bounds. Dylan Halligan is able to track it down. That was a great hustle by Halligan. And now Stevens will try a long NBA three in transition. It's no good. Mueller pulls down the rebound. That's his seventh on the game. Dribbling now is Glenn. Glenn shoots over the top of Halligan. Halligan screened him off very well, and Preble pulls down the rebound. And now in transition, they'll kick it in the baseline for Stevens. Back out to Halligan, a transition three. Preble tips it out. Halligan with the hustle. Ball still loose. It's picked up by Bentley. Bentley actually gets the rebound, kicks in the corner. Three-pointer for Stevens. It won't fall. And finally coming down with the rebound is Glenn. Here comes Shelton on the run. Top of the key, Mueller. Mueller has it, and he'll give the ball back out here for Luke Glenn. It was interesting. I think Shelton was in the locker room at halftime for about a minute. And that was it. So Matt Walter wanted him out there, and they end up shooting for the next, like, 9 minutes of the halftime. On the baseline, Clayton Stopcotti got it, and he hit the shot in underneath. He's got 6 points in the game, and Shelton has cut the lead back down to 2. It's been tight pretty much the entire game. Preble gives it back out for Halligan. Left side for Stevens. Stevens facing what looks like a little 1-3-1 here. And they'll give it off here for Halligan. Halligan in the right side for Jen. Jen long jumper, no good. Pulling down the rebound is Bentley. Bentley will give it off. And a three-pointer for Ty Stevens. Stevens drains the three. And Clark Ribble calls a timeout. 5:19 to go here. Third quarter. 5-point Amherst lead. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, I think this is the largest lead of the game here for Amherst. They lead it 22-17 here in the early stages of the third quarter. And again, this has not been a game that's been not a lot of action, but not a lot of scoring, as neither team has really kind of looked to do that run-and-gun style of offense. They'll kick on the right side, Will Shelton. Rosh has it, and he'll get the ball out for Glenn. Back to Rosh. Everybody cycles through. Mueller. Mueller in the lane, kicks left side for Glenn. Glenn, and again, has kind of picked up there in that zone. Little ball fake by Stopcotti on the inside. Shot no good. Tip almost went in there, and Dylan Halligan pulls down the rebound. That'll be his fifth rebound. In the corner, they get it for Jen. Jen will kick it right back out for Bentley. And Shelton really picking up the defense here tenaciously. And they'll get the ball back out for Glenn. Halligan, they clear the lane for him. He'll step through, kick it out to the free throw line. Preble, long jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound and picks it up and in. The big man moved his feet a lot there. He shot it from about 17 feet away, got the rebound at about 5, and then danced around the defender. So Clayton Preble showing some quickness there as he gets that long rebound. Rosh will drive and dish. Glenn's got it. Glenn now picked up by Halligan, so he'll kick the ball back out for Mueller. And again, entry pass on the inside. Stopcotti, ball fake, shot blocked, I think, from behind by Bentley. Bentley was there, so was Preble. The ball goes out of bounds after the block. Halligan's going to come out as Stevens checks back in here, and Dominic Abbott, rather. It was Abbott that comes in. Entry pass in for Rosh. Back to Glenn as they work it around the perimeter. Mueller on the dribble, has it now between the circles. 3:50 to go here, third quarter, 24-17. Amherst with a 7-point lead. Glenn on that left side, they'll pass it around. Rosh, top of the circle here for Mueller. Left side for Glenn, back for Mueller. Skip pass, tipped, but into the hands of Rosh. He'll step up for a three. It is short. He gets his own rebound. On the baseline, a little floater up and good. Mitch Rosh, offensive rebound and bucket. He's got 10 points in the game, 4 rebounds. Dominic Abbott has it in the offensive zone. Everybody cycles through, so he'll throw it off for Stevens. Stevens kicks right side for Bentley. Bentley thought about the quick jumper, but there defensively was Rosh, so they'll reset the offense. Stevens uses up his dribble. Gives it for Dominic Abbott. Abbott's picked up there man-to-man by Lance Lyons. So Stevens will now get it. Left side. They enter inside for Preble. Preble double-teamed. Dish back out. Bentley thought about the three. Now he's going to drive against Rosh on the baseline. Has his shot blocked, but there's a foul on the body in underneath. So Bentley finding a little room to penetrate in there. Goes up hard. And now we'll go line and shoot two. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in the game. And Stopcotti whistle for his first personal foul. This is the first foul of the second half against either team. And the free throw is up and good. So Bentley hits the free throw. Peterson going to check in here for Amherst. Shelton sends Taren Hawks into the game. Again, Matt Walter does not go real deep in his bench. In fact, he only has 7 players listed on his varsity roster. Second free throw by Bentley is up and good. So in the offensive zone, Stopcotti. He'll kick it off left side for Mueller. Mueller on that left side, lost the ball, now gets it back. He was picked up there defensively by Bentley. And he'll throw it between the circles here for Glenn. Glenn on the right side for Rosh. For Glenn. Glenn will drive around Preble. Shot no good. Rebound by Peterson. Here comes Amherst. They wanted to run a little bit, but they were slowed down just enough. Stevens brings in the offensive zone, looking for a little screen. Stevens would just have to hand the ball off here for Preble because he lost his dribble. And they'll give it to Bentley. Bentley gives it off right wing here for Zane Peterson. Peterson picked up defensively by Glenn. And around the perimeter we go. Dominic Abbott has it. They look inside, but no room to throw the ball to Preble. And they'll get it off for Bentley. Bentley on the dribble. Preble knocked down the defender. And they'll get it off here on the right side. Preble was wide open, but too much pressure on the ball. Now driving is Dominic Abbott. And Abbott with a little floater up and in. He gets his first 2 points of the night, and the lead is 9. Minute 36 to go here, third quarter. Rosh enters it inside. Stopcotti, little step through, and before the shot, we have a hold whistled on Amherst. Stopcotti scored on the play, but as he kind of juked to the inside, there was a hold, and then he spun back to the outside. And so there'll be a foul whistled on Amherst. I didn't see who they gave it to, and I know it's not number 4 because Amherst doesn't have one of those. The foul is going to be on Preble. That'll be his first. Sadoff checks into the game here for Amherst. skip pass over for Mueller. Back around the perimeter we go. Rosh will fire a three. Rebound is tipped out. Nice job tipping it out for Bentley. Bentley tipped it to Stevens. Stevens gives it back to Bentley. Now Stevens got it. And Shelton right now going with a little zone here. Dribbling up is Stevens. They'll kick it off here for Sadoff. Sadoff, great ball fake. Steps through off glass, and he scores. Jacob Sadoff got the defender in the air, stepped in underneath, and Clark Ribble, little fist pump here as Amherst has an 11-point lead. They lead it 30-19. That's a big bucket by Jacob Sadoff. That was a pretty play. On the baseline, Stopcotti, jumper up and good. And Stopcotti had a little trip after his shot. Now bringing the offensive zone is Stevens. Stopcotti was upset there wasn't a foul called after the shot. Stevens, double teamed. Mueller putting great pressure on. Now driving the baseline, shot no good. Rebound tipped right back to Peterson. Peterson is going to be whistled for a charge. He ran into Luke Glenn right underneath the basket. And so Peterson, that'll be his second foul. Player control foul here as the ball was loose on the inside. 30-21, 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. In college, that wouldn't have been called because that was in that little circle that they have drawn on the floor. Mueller gives it to Glenn. Right wing, they give it now for Rosh. 8 seconds to go. Top of the circle, Glenn. 6 seconds. Glenn lost the ball, gets it back. Lob, stolen away. The steal now on the dribble is Bentley. Bentley did not have time to get the shot off as he was three-quarters of a court away, but he made the steal. 30-21, Amherst with a 9-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, one of the big games of the night has Ravenna and Sutton doing battle. And at halftime, it was Ravenna 24, Sutton 23 at halftime. Top of the key with it is Clayton Preble. Preble works it on the inside. Dylan Halligan, great little ball fake. Got the foul by Taren Hawks. So Hawks in the air. Well, your name's Hawks. What are you going to do? And that is going to be his first foul of the game. So Halligan will go to the line and will shoot two. First possession of the fourth quarter here for Amherst, who leads at 31-21 because Dylan Halligan just hit the free throw. And Halligan with 13, now 14 points on the night. Second free throw on the way, and he turns the net inside out. 15 points for Halligan and an 11-point Amherst lead. So Shelton needs to score and needs to kind of pick up the pace here offensively. They only scored 6 points in that third quarter. They have not scored in double digits at all in any given quarter, and they are down by double digits. With it, Mitch Rosh. Rosh facing a little bit of pressure here by Jen, and Jen will pressure him a little bit and have to give it back out for Rosh. Ball fake on the drive on the baseline by Glenn. Nice little floater up and in. Luke Glenn now with 5 points in the game. And that'll cut the lead back down to 9. Still plenty of time here for Shelton. So Amherst still needs to look to score and be aggressive here. Preble has it near the top of the key. He'll kick it off left side for Bentley. Bentley 3, bouncing around. No good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Glenn. You can tell by how many times it bounced around there that he had a pretty good look at the basket. Here in transition, Mueller will fire a 3. And Mueller's 3 is no good. Stevens with the rebound. Pass up ahead. Bentley's going to lay it up, and he's fouled. Long outlet pass for Bentley. And Bentley, his 10th point of the night, and he is hit on the arm. The bucket counts. And trying to fly down there and make something happen is Taryn Hawks, but Hawks got there a little late. So 6:47 to go here, fourth quarter. The lead back out to 11. And it is short on the free throw. Stopcotti is able to pull down the bound. Mueller gives the top of the key here for Rosh. Rosh, little ball fake, steps back, tries the three. It is well short and rebounded by Bentley. Bentley will give the ball up ahead here for Stevens. Stevens drives, lost the ball, and they're going to say it was last touch by Shelton, and nobody from Shelton's complaining about it. I think Mueller actually knocked the ball loose, and so it does go out of bounds. Pebble the inbound. 5 second count going on. Is able to get it to Halligan. Halligan, bounce pass on the inside, turnaround jumper, little bunny hook, no good for Jen. And Amherst couldn't pull down the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Team rebound Shelton in an 11-point ball game. Dominic Abbott going to check back in here for Clayton Preble. 6:18 to go. Shelton yet to call a timeout. Amherst has only used one, I believe. And now Shelton just throws it away. Luke Glenn trying to make a connection. Nobody over there, and it goes out of bounds. Ty Stevens will get the inbounds here with 6:05 to go. Stevens dribbling up. He's picked up by Mueller. We'll get it off for Stevens. Stevens and Mueller. Pretty good pressure being put on there. Bentley on that left side. Quick jumper, no good. Rebound taken out by Taryn Hawks. And Hawks will give it off for Glenn. Glenn will dribble. Glenn will kick. Here's Rosh for three, and he hits the three. Only the fifth field goal the second half here for Shelton, but they do cut the lead down to eight, and they're trying to make the steal. The ball is loose. And we got a hold that's whistled by David Mueller. I think trying to get the timeout was Ty Stevens when the ball was knocked loose, and they're going to say Mueller went through the back of Stevens to get to the ball. And that's a bit of a big play because Mueller just picked up his third personal foul. On the inbounds, picking up is Dominic Abbott. Abbott will kick it for Halligan. Halligan, little ball fake, will drive. Shot, short, rebounded, Stopcotti. Here comes Shelton. It's an eight-point ball game. With it is Mueller. He'll kick it out for Raj. Shelton needs a bucket. Little ball fake for Stopcotti. He'll kick it out. Glenn will fire a three. Back the iron and no good. Rebound in the corner. Picked out for Glenn. The rebound by Hawks. Saves the possession. Rosh will drive. Great defense there by Jen. And again, they'll kick it out for Mueller. He'll fire a three, and it is no good. But we got foul on the rebound in underneath. Going to be a little push whistled on Dominic Abbott. That's going to be his third. And checking in is Jacob Sadoff. Sadoff hasn't played a lot, but he had one of the more pretty plays as he scored a bucket in that third quarter. The one time I think he touched the ball. Mueller has it in the corner off the inbounds, and he'll kick the ball all the way across court to Glenn. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. And that makes it a five-point ball game. Dominic Abbott gives it top of the circle here for Bentley. Bentley's pass through the hands of a teammate. Mueller picks it up. After the turnover, brings it in the offensive zone. Mueller and suddenly Shelton shooting the ball pretty well, kicks it left side for Glenn. Glenn, hand in his face there by Stevens. Glenn will drive, dish it out. Mueller, top of the key, three. It's an air ball, and going out of bounds trying to save it was Taryn Hawks, but Hawks stepped on the sideline trying to make the save, and so Shelton will turn the ball over. And again, Amherst, we mentioned it before, four of their six losses have been by, you know, one possession type games, and they've lost all four of those tight ball games. And they're 6-6 on the year. This one's starting to be a little bit tighter. Five-point game. Pass for Jen. Jen, ball loose on the ground. Bentley comes up with it. And now the kick on the left side. Stevens, harassed, penetrating. Stevens in the lane, has the ball knocked loose. And they're going to say it was last touch by Stevens. I think the officials are going to get together and talk about it. to me, it looked like Shelton knocked the ball out. And they're going to say that after the shot was blocked, Stevens tried to get it back, and he was the last to touch it. The official was right there. The official had great vantage point for that. See a couple people scratching their heads. In any event, it is Shelton basketball and a timeout. Matt Walter for Shelton calls timeout. It's a five-point ball game with 3:48 to go. Shelton has trailed really since the early stages of the second quarter, and they call a timeout. 34-29, Bulldogs with the timeout. They're down by five, and we come back after this.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over Central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
So we got ourselves a five-point ball game. Matt Walter wants to, you know, maybe fine-tune a few things, maybe tweak something out there. He calls the timeout. Shelton right now building a little bit of momentum because Amherst has scored only one field goal here in the fourth quarter. And they need to get something going offensively. And Shelton has really kind of ratcheted up the defense. But obviously they need to get something going here offensively as well. They've got 8 points in the quarter. This is the most points they've scored in any quarter so far. They scored eight also in the second quarter, and we still have 3:45 to go as Shelton now brings it across the timeline. Luke Glenn on the dribble, throws it right side for Rosh. Rosh was looking on the inside. They get it in for Stopcotti. It's off Stopcotti's hands. It's a turnover. Stevens comes up with it, throws it up ahead to Jen. A lot of pressure. They give it off for Halligan. Halligan's picked up there by Stopcotti. Halligan on the dribble, and he's used up his dribble, and he'll just hand the ball back off here for Bentley. Again, Amherst needs a bucket here. Driving, shooting, and we're going to have a block on the drive. Clint Bentley drove in hard, and he collected the block as he was going in. And now Bentley, who is 3 of 5 from the free throw line here in the game, is going to have two shots. The foul on Rosh is his third. And two free throws coming up here for Bentley. The first one is good. So Bentley with 11 points in the game. Pushes the lead out to 6. Shelton's hit a couple of three-pointers in this quarter to tighten things up. Free throw, no good. Rebound by Mueller for Shelton. That's the 8th rebound of the game here for Mueller. Long three in transition, no good. Offensive rebound by Glenn. Glenn's going to kick it off for Rosh. Rosh drives the lane, shot no good. Tipped around, picked up by Jen. Jen has it stolen away by Rosh, and Rosh is going to lay it up and in. Amherst had it, but had their pocket picked, and the lead is down to 4. 2:40 to go. Dribbling now is going to be Bentley, and we've got a foul. A little hold whistled on Rosh, and that is going to be his 4th. And again, not a real deep bench here for Matt Walter, and he calls a timeout. 2:38 to go, 4th quarter. 4-point Amherst lead. Timeout Bulldogs. We're back after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here. Shelton still has, according to my books anyway, 3 timeouts left. Amherst still has 4. So, plenty of timeouts for both coaches if they need them down the stretch. Austin Jen is going to inbound it. A little bit of pressure being put on the ball. Ty Stevens has it, and Ty Stevens loses it. David Mueller forced the travel, and Amherst with the turnover. 2:36 to go here, fourth quarter. Things are tightening up a little bit, and that's not necessarily good news for Amherst, who has lost four tight games this season. Wash on the baseline. Kicks it out here for Mueller. Mueller on the left side for Glenn. Glenn helps enter it inside for Stopcotti. Stopcotti, bounce pass on the baseline. Open jumper, too strong for Hawks. Rebound tipped out and into the hands of Dominic Abbott. Up ahead on the baseline with it is Jen. Jen finds a cutter. Stepping up, shooting and scoring is Clint Bentley. They scored in transition, and that'll put the lead to six. And Shelton stepped over the baseline on the inbound. No pressure being put on the ball, and they stepped over the baseline on the inbound. An unforced error for Shelton. They turn it over, and down by six, Shelton can't afford to make mistakes like that. Preble will inbound it on their baseline. Amherst can maybe throw a little dagger in here. Dylan Halligan gets the inbound. Dylan Halligan, ball fake, gets the defender in the air, and then walked with it. Yep. Got the defender in the air. Stopcotti did not commit a foul. Halligan trying to draw the contact, drug his pivot foot. Oh, pass up ahead. Rosh will drive the baseline. They left him alone. He snuck in the back door and laid it up and in. That'll cut that lead back down. Quick pass up ahead for Preble. Preble gives it up on the right side for Bentley. Bentley back out for Preble. Preble in the lane. We'll get the ball out for Bentley. Bentley gets a little screen from Preble. Looks on the inside. Now for Halligan. They get it out to Halligan. Four-point ball game. Stevens drives the lane. Falls, and there's going to be a block whistled on Luke Glenn. They're going to say that the reason that Ty Stevens fell down is because of the push with the hip by Luke Glenn, and that'll be a foul on him. 17 fouls. Check it, it was on Mueller, not Glenn. That's his fourth. And that means to the line for a 1-1 is going to be Ty Stevens. First trip to the line. Free throw is short. Rebounded by Mueller. Shelton down by four, has it with a minute 20 to go. Rosh thought about an NBA three. He's picked up there defensively by Abbott. Now we'll fire a covered three, no good. Glenn with the rebound, kicks it out. Now top of the key for three is Rosh, no good. Rebound Preble. Preble will hand it off here for Bentley. Bentley will dribble down the sideline, does not have numbers, will slow it down in the final minute of the game. Right now Amherst playing a little keep away. Long pass. Caught in underneath for Preble. Preble with the rebound after the miss, and then a foul. He was fouled before the shot. After he missed the shot, he got the rebound, went right back up with it, and I'm telling you, that was a dangerous pass that Preble somehow was able to grab just underneath the glass as he went up high for it, and now Preble will have a 1-1. Clock stopped with 48 seconds to go. In a four-point ball game. Free throw was up and no good. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. My apologies. So he has one more shot coming up here, and we'll get it right after this 30-second timeout by Clark Ribble. Timeout Broncos. 37-33. Amherst at the line when we come back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Well, they're in the fourth quarter. Sutton right now leading Ravenna in boys basketball 38-34. They are in the fourth quarter in that one. Here we're also in the fourth quarter, and a great game of brewing in this one as it is a four-point lead for Amherst with 49 seconds essentially to go. At the free throw line is Preble. Takes his time at the line, and the free throw is good. Shelton will inbound. Rosh gets the ball back. Rosh will drive, jump stop, shot, no good, gets his own rebound, and will put it up and in. A great jump stop drive there, and now Halligan has it. Halligan will get it out to Preble, but Halligan is fouled. 38-35, and we'll see If Amherst can do some damage at the free throw line, they're going to have to hit some free throws. And right now, Dylan Halligan, who is 2 for 2 from the line, has the front end of a 1-and-1 here. This is the final 1-and-1 for Amherst. Halligan toes the line, and it's in and out, no good. Rebounded by Shelton. Snagging the bound with Stopcotti. Stopcotti will give it off to Rosh. Three-point ball game. Three-pointer for Rosh, and it's good! Tied at 38, 20 seconds to go with the ball. Stevens gives it on the baseline. Abbott kicks it out, gives it to Stevens. Stevens, 12 seconds. Stevens drives. Stevens is fouled! He ran into Stopcotti. Stopcotti with a little bit of a slide. He's called for the block. And with 9.9 to go, Amherst is at the free throw line. Ty Stevens is at the line here. He missed the front end of a 1-and-1 earlier here in the quarter. That is 10 fouls. And the foul on Stopcotti is his third. And the officials right now looking at the scoreboard as they inadvertently put 10 up on the points here for Shelton. They'll fix that. And they meant to put 10 for the fouls. Instead, they put 10 for the points here for Shelton. So I think they get that all straightened out. Third foul on Clayton Stopcotti. Two free throws for Ty Stevens. Two opportunities to break the tie, and the first free throw is no good. Timeout, Shelton. 9.9 to go. Another free throw coming up for Ty Stevens to untie it. We're back right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Ty Stevens, 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight, will try to give his team a 1-point lead. So Amherst at the line here, and Stevens hits the free throw. And timeout for Clark Ribble. Clark Ribble wants to talk strategy. We're going to keep it here. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll keep the strategy here. We'll talk a little strategy for you with 9.9 seconds to go. Only three fouls have been whistled against Amherst. What that means, and I'm sure this is what Coach Ribble was talking about, what that means is let Shelton inbound it, commit a foul. Let Shelton inbound it, commit a foul. Let Shelton inbound it, commit a foul. And again, you can do that without sending Shelton to the free throw line. As long as Shelton doesn't somehow put up a shot in there, they may not have time to even put up a shot. If you can commit three fouls in 9.9 seconds, Shelton may not be able to actually get out there and get a foul. So I'm sure we'll see how that works out here. If you're Shelton, you've got to very quickly get the ball up court, and they're going to go with that philosophy because Shelton has already broken their huddle. They've got a couple of eyes back deep, one near midcourt, one inbounding it, and the other one at the free throw line. And yes, Shelton is going to go full court press here. Only three fouls whistled against Amherst. Here we go. The inbounds for Rosh. Rosh will dribble down that far sideline. Mueller has it, and then a timeout with 6.5 to go. Timeout Shelton. They quickly get it up to midcourt, and on the far sideline, they're going to be able to inbound it. Full timeout for Shelton. We'll take it with them. 6.5 to go. We're back after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Amherst, 39. Shelton, 38. 6.5 seconds to go. Shelton would have a timeout left if they needed. Amherst has a ton. That will not be a factor for them. Only 3,000 been whistled against Amherst, so they've got fouls to give here. And again, I would give them. Just make sure nobody's in the act of shooting. Let them inbound it. You know, go for that steal. If you don't get the steal, then get the foul. All you really got to do is knock the ball loose. Rosh is going to inbound it. And Rosh will get the ball up ahead to Glenn. And Glenn is fouled. And the Shelton fans are pretty excited about the fourth foul of the ball game in the second half with 4.9 to go. I wonder how excited they're going to be about the fifth foul, which I think is probably going to come up here in just a second. Rosh to inbound it again, and he'll toss the ball in for Glenn. Glenn off of a screen. There's a little block. Now there's 2.7 to go. Again, I think this is the right strategy. Absolutely. Absolutely. You got another one to give here. And I think Matt Walter is going to make one more revision here. It's a full timeout. 2.7 to go. And Amherst still has a foul to give. So timeout Shelton. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with the final 2.7 right after this.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs, new and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Well, Shelton has used up their last timeout. 10 fouls whistled against Shelton, only 5 against Amherst. That's the big one because they have one more foul to give here with 2.7 to go. And Luke Glenn on that far sideline is going to inbound it. And they'll get it in. And here's Rosh. He'll actually fire a 3 at the buzzer. And that is it. And that is it. No foul called on that three-point attempt. I don't think there was enough contact in this stage of the game. And that 3 is no good. Not a bad look there for Shelton. But the shot for Rosh at the buzzer is off the mark. Your final score, it's Amherst with the win, 39-38. And finally, the Broncos win a tight ball game. Shelton, nice comeback, but it falls short as Clark Ribble and the Broncos pick up a 39-38 win here at home. Nice game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Miss Goes Sports post-game report right after this timeout.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center, their retail location still in business this week. As you know, they're closing their doors Friday, so a great inventory reduction sale going on now. They'll still be in business, serving high schools and teams and that sort of thing, but still a great opportunity to head down to that retail store this week, get some great deals as they're clearing everything out. Misco's, get your game on now at Misco's, located in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We mentioned it before. Amherst came in with a record of 6-6. Of those six losses, four of them were in overtime or a one-possession game, and in many cases a one-point game. Well, they finally win one of those one-point games. Every game they won comfortably. The tight games they'd had trouble winning, and now Amherst does win it, 39-38, a one-point game as the three-pointer for Mitch Rosh at the buzzer was off the mark. Rosh caught it right off of the screen, tried to put up the shot. They wanted to make sure that he, when he caught the ball, he was squared up and shooting right away. And so Amherst, who still had a foul to give, couldn't commit the foul, take more time off the clock, and it worked. They actually got a pretty good look at the basket, did Shelton, but Rosh's three-pointer is off the mark. He did hit two three-pointers in the fourth quarter, had a nice game tonight, had 8 points at halftime, finished with 14 points in the second half, and 12 of those came in the fourth quarter, but not enough for Shelton as they fall here tonight, 38-39. So a 39-38 win for Amherst. Another score to kind of update you on at last report, it was Ravenna 46, Sutton 41, with about 3.5 minutes to play in a pretty good Class C2 battle taking place a little east of here. So let's go through the scoring here for Shelton. Shelton only had three players that scored all night. Rosh led the way. He finished with 22 points on the night. Clayton Stopcotti with 8 points. A couple of three-pointers for Luke Glenn. He also finished with 8 points. So 22 for Rosh, 8 for Stopcotti, 8 for Glenn. That's all the scoring here for Shelton in the ballgame, who fall 39-38. For Amherst, they had a couple players in double figures. Dylan Halligan finished with 15, 13 points for Clint Bentley. 2 points off the bench, Dominic Abbott. 4 points for Ty Stevens. Also 3 points for Clayton Preble and Jacob Sadoff with 2 points as well. And Amherst needed all of them because they win this one 39-38. Next up for Amherst is a game that we'll also have for you next Thursday right here on ESPN. We'll have coverage of Amherst in their doubleheader, girl-boy doubleheader against Gibbon as the Buffaloes come to town. And again, it's the same basic schedule. About 6 o'clock we'll have our tip-off for the girls' game. Pre-game will start a little bit earlier, a little bit before 6. Next Thursday, or 2 days from now, as Gibbon will come here to Amherst, and actually the girls' game is scheduled for 6:15 on Thursday, but they started a little bit earlier here tonight, so somewhere between 6 and 6:15 we should have pregame and then the tip for the girls' game, followed by the boys' game after that. Gibbon at Amherst, again for you on Thursday, right here on ESPN. Once again, 39-38 the win here for Amherst. Next up for Shelton, they're now 10-3 on the season, and on Thursday they'll host Wood River in a girl-boy doubleheader on Thursday. 39-38, Amherst with the win over Shelton. We'll total up more of the numbers and hopefully be able to talk with Amherst head coach Clark Ribble. We'll do that as we continue our Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Once again, our final score was Amherst 39, Shelton 38, and what proved to be a very exciting ball game. The Broncos now 7-6 on the season. And again, we talked about this earlier. They had had problems winning those tight ball games, and they finally win a tight game. Of their six losses, here's four of their six losses. They lost at Litchfield by one. They lost here at home against Kennesaw by four. They lost in overtime to South Loup. They lost by two to Pleasanton just the other night, Friday night here on ESPN 1460. They lost that one 58-56. So, again, you had four tight losses of your six losses, four of the six really were one possession kind of games and wasn't able to quite seal the deal. Well, here, when they were tied at 38, you get the free throw from Ty Stevens to untie the game, and then you hold on defense and force Shelton to put up, a well-contested shot, certainly a shot that Mitch Rosh can make, but a tough contested shot that he didn't have any time to do a ball fake or anything like that. He had to get what he could get, and it was off the mark. And so Amherst wins a tight, hard-fought ball game, a final in this one of 39-38. So they're now 7-6 on the season, and Shelton falls to 10-3. This kind of game that can kind of get things started for a team like Amherst. So congratulations to Clark Ribble and the gang as they pick up the win over Shelton, 39-38. We're going to take one last break. We're hoping to be able to talk with Clark Ribble, the head basketball coach here at Amherst. We haven't seen him come out of the locker room yet. We've seen some players, but we're hoping to be able to talk with the coach. We'll take one last break. We're back right after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here. Our final scores tonight, it was Shelton with a 55-35 win over Amherst in girls action. The boys game is a tight one as the boys win this one 39-38 as a late free throw. And then holding on defensively, the Broncos pick up the win. And kind enough to talk about it is Amherst head coach Clark Ribble. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. You finally won yourself a tight game.
Well, you know, it's been a long time coming. Our kids have put in a lot of hard work. And, you know, this is kind of why you get into coaching right here.
It was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. It was electric in here. You know, the Shelton fans brought some energy. The Bronco fans were really loud and energetic the whole game. It was an exciting one to coach.
And you get into that fourth quarter, you had a fairly comfortable lead there for a while, and then Shelton suddenly gets a hot hand in Mitch Rosh, and the next thing you know, you're just hanging on for dear life.
Well, you know what? They're a very good basketball team, and they got some very, very good basketball players. it was only a matter of time before they started hitting some shots. I think they only had 21 points after three.
Yeah.
You know, so I know that the run's coming, but when we're up by 11, we've got to do a little bit better job of maintaining our distance between our opponent.
Are you kind of worried that, maybe your team got a little bit complacent? Were they playing, you know, that old cliche, playing not to lose versus playing to win?
Not tonight.
Well, I mean, when you had the lead. I mean, offensively, yeah. did you attack as hard?
Probably not. But when it got close, the reason we were able to keep the lead was we actually got to the free throw line and we got to the paint. So I would have to agree that we did become a little complacent and we didn't finish the game the way we should. But we also kept attacking there with 2 minutes to go and a minute to go to get to the line.
I would certainly say both teams, your team included, really picked up the defensive intensity. Even though Shelton ended up scoring, you know, 17 points in that fourth quarter, there was a lot of contested shots. I mean, the defensive intensity was certainly there.
Yeah, we have come a long ways defensively in the last probably 13 months. We're communicating, we're helping. Our defensive rebound was defensive rebounding was great tonight. I haven't looked at stats, but I'm sure Clint Bentley had double-digit rebounds. Maybe Dylan Halligan too, but it was just a team effort tonight, and I'm just so happy for those kids tonight.
Let's talk a little bit down the stretch here. I think you'd committed three fouls. You know, with 9.9, and you get the free throw by Ty Stevens to put you up by one. Was the strategy a little bit to, we got some fouls to give, let's kind of milk the clock a little bit?
Yeah, after I saw them take the ball across half court and call a timeout with 6.5 seconds to go or thereabouts,
that
was the intent. I figured we could burn a few seconds each time if we would foul at the correct time, and we executed very well, I thought. And then we got to five team fouls, and they called their last timeout, and then we said no more fouls. We're going to play this one out. I think we could have fouled one more time, but given the situation, I wanted our defense to play it out and see if we could win the ball game.
And you do run the risk because they knew that too, them just catching and shooting right away, and then you end up with a two-shot foul, and you didn't want to have run into that.
Right.
How important is it? I don't want to say that losing those tight games is a monkey on your back, but if it was, the monkey's off now. How important is it to kind of win that tight game?
You know what? It's a huge confidence builder for our boys. We have had many, many, many close games, but our kids are learning how to close games out now. And so I don't really want to say that there was extra pressure on this game. It's just nice for our boys to know what it's like to be on the other side.
Very good. Clark Ribble, congratulations. Nice win tonight.
Thank you for your coverage.
Hey, you're welcome, and we'll see you Thursday. Once again, our final score, it was Amherst with a 39-38 win over Shelton. Congratulations to the Broncos for picking up the win. The Shelton girls did pick up a 55-35 win earlier tonight. We do have a final on the girls game at Kearney Catholic. The Lady Stars won by 17, have not heard a boys score as of yet. And with a minute 9 to play, last report, it's Ravenna 47, Sutton 43 in boys basketball. Well, that's going to do it for engineer Grant back in the studios. I am Randy Bushkar. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball. We'll be back here in Amherst on Thursday as Gibbon comes to town for a girl-boy doubleheader. Until then, good night, everybody.